for the fudge, Mama. Oh, just a sec. Julia, how's the weather in Florida?
Sunny and warm.
It's sunny, Mama, so it'll be good flying weather. No, no, it's actually a condo that belongs to Reese's daughter, but her father-in-law's sick, so Reese is taking the grandchildren down there. And J.D. and Mary Jo are taking their kids, too. Except Claudia, she went skiing. Oh, hi, Daddy. Yes, there's plenty of bedrooms. It'll be good. Okay, tell everybody and Papa Bluff I love them. I love you, too. Bye. I'm sorry, I'm hopeless when I call home. You ought to see me on holidays. Except for one. I did pretty good on Halloween.
Anthony, don't forget to wire all the plants. Check the alarm system.
Right.
Oh, and don't forget to stop by and take care of Noel.
Suzanne, let me ask you something. In all the times you've gone out of town, have I ever forgotten to feed your pig?
No, but she has kind of a new routine, and I don't want you upsetting it.
What routine?
Well, every night we drive around the loop with the top down, and then I put the top up, and we stop by the Dairy Queen. She gets a Buster bar, and then we go home.
I'll feed her, I'll bathe her, I'll even walk her, but I'm not taking a pig to the Dairy Queen.
Well, then I can't go.
Suzanne.
It's okay. I don't want to go anyway. I mean, I'm the only one here who doesn't have a boyfriend. My skin's been breaking out. I just wind up lying on the beach there by myself.
You know, Suzanne, I saw a documentary last night on the Discovery Channel. It was about this African pygmy tribe. Now, when a boy's 9 years old, the whole town gets a crack at chiseling his teeth down at his tiny little points with a great big rock. And then when he's 13, they circumcise him with a flaming knife in front of the entire village. And then when he's 18, they stretch his lips out to the size of turkey platters. Then they stick tree bark in him to make sure they stay that way. So, you know, when you think about it, your life's not all that hard after all.
Cab's here.
Anthony, please take the pig. I'll make it up to you.
Julia, I'm not taking a pig to the Dairy Queen. I'm sorry, but I'm just not going to do it.
I'll give you a $100 bonus.
Bon voyage.
Anybody home?
Well, look who's here. Boy, we about gave up on you.
Well, the plane was late, and then they lost all Suzanne's luggage.
They lost your luggage?
No. Yeah, it's no problem. It's from my high heels and a hotel towel down to the beach.
Suzanne, quit being such a donkey. They said they'd find it.
How could they lose anything so big and vast and heavy?
Personally, I think it fell through the bottom of the plane.
Probably wiped out a whole town. We should turn on the news.
J.D., old buddy, how you doing?
I'm just fine, Reese, just fine. I just have to say, you're a brave man hosting a wild bunch like this.
Oh, I'm going to turn it all over to you. I got a place down the road. Well, here comes the Air Corps. Hiya, Colonel. Hello, Charlene.
How you doing, Reese?
Well, Reese, where do you want us to put all our stuff?
Well, we got three big bedrooms.
And since the little ones are here, we're not going to have that same argument we had last time about where everybody sleeps.
No, we don't want to get into that. Mercy, no. No, I just thought the women in that room, the men around there, the kids in this room over here, and the au pair girl would take the maid's room.
Wait a minute. What is this au pair you keep talking about?
Somebody to stay with us and help us with these children. Did you hire anybody yet, Reese?
No, I was waiting for you all to get here. The hotel is sending a couple people over this afternoon.
Caroline, darling, come over here. What has happened to your hair?
Grandpa did it.
Yes, I can see that.
Oh, now, wait a minute here. I thought that was a pretty darn good braid. I mean, I spent a lot of time on that.
Well, if you all excuse me, I'll just be taking the maid's room till this au pair person arrives. Well, because you all will be in your room changing clothes, and I don't have any clothes, and the men will be in their room, and I don't have a man, and the kids will be in their room, and I don't have a kid, so I'll just be in a maid's room. I do have a maid.
It says here you babysat at the hotel before. How did you like it?
Not too good, frankly. It was a couple staying here at the hotel. They had just one child. He tied me up.
He tied you up?
Yes, with a piece of magic trick rope or something.
Do you have children of your own?
No, but I like children. I've always liked them and enjoyed reading about them.
It says here you were a lifeguard. When was that?
1936.
Reese, I thought the hotel said these people would be highly qualified.
Oh, I thought she was a very nice lady. After all she has to do is sit here. If we want to go to a movie, how hard can that be?
Well, evidently pretty hard.
She got tied up.
When they're at the beach, one of us is always going to be with them.
Well, that's good, because I don't think Mrs. Wallace could make it down to the beach.
I'm going outside to play volleyball.
All right. Whoa, wait. Now, don't you all go down to that water until one of us is with you.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, we guys might as well go ahead and hit the sand. Y'all can do the other interview by yourselves, can't you?
Yeah, we'll like whoever you girls like.
Hello.
On the other hand, since she's here, we may as well just stay and listen.
Right, you kids go on. We'll be along in a minute.
Are you gonna be our babysitter?
Well, I certainly hope so.
Wow!
You must be...
Ursula.
Ursula, it's very nice to meet you.
Won't you, sit down?
Thank you.
I'm Reese, and this is J.D., and this is Bill.
Hi.
How do you do?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was terribly rude of me. This is Mary Jo.
Hi.
And Charlene and,
Julia.
Funny.
Hello. How are you doing?
Nice to meet you.
Well, I guess you saw our brood going out the door there.
Yes, they're darling.
Well, don't be deceived. They're a handful. So to speak.
But, nothing you couldn't handle. No, gracious, no. You look very capable.
Thank you.
So, Ursula, do you happen to have a...
resume?
No, a top button. Just kidding. I'll look at your resume.
Here you go, Mary Jo.
Boy, she's good with names. That's gonna be a big plus with five kids.
So, you have experience with children?
Yes, well, I have a master's in child psychology. And I'm also graduated of the International Governess School in Oslo. My family has a long tradition of serving as governesses, including my mother, who was a wet nurse for the Royal Family of Denmark.
Well, I'm going to have to get my glasses on for this.
Oh, will you look at that? Seven languages.
Well, that's very nice, but I don't think we're going to be here long enough for the children to learn a new language.
Oh, don't be too sure. In summer, I teach Berlitz.
You know, that's something I've been meaning to sign up for.
Boy, me too. You know, I've always said everybody should have a second language.
Oh, I never heard you say that.
Well, I've said it. You just weren't there.
Do you swim?
Well, I was on the 1980-84 Olympic swim teams.
Guess that's good enough.
I was wondering about cooking. Good one. Do you cook?
Yes, I do. I'm a graduate of the Cordon Bleu in Paris.
I had that feeling.
Well, gee, you know, we're talking to several people, and so we could get back to you very shortly. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure meeting all of you.
Oh, it was a pleasure.
It's ours. Totally. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Well, now we know where they get the name Au Pair.
Seemed like a very nice girl.
Yes, she seemed nice.
Oh, I think she was very well qualified.
Oh, I did too.
Well, Reese, I thought you liked Mrs. Wallace.
Oh, Mrs. Wallace is fine, Julia, but she's not on a par with this girl. I mean, after all, we're talking about a person whose mother was wet nurse for the Royal Family of Denmark.
I tell you, that impressed the heck out of me.
Well, she's a perfectly lovely girl, but I, for one, would be a little concerned about the children picking up her accent.
Oh, you know, that's true. Gee, I hadn't thought about that.
Come on. You girls can come up with something better than that.
What do you mean?
Well, it's obvious that you women feel threatened by Ursula.
Feel
You're trying
threatened.
To make up excuses.
That is the silliest thing I've ever heard.
For heaven's sake, we're just trying to hire the best possible person.
Mrs. Wallace had such a nice grandmother feel about her.
She did. I noticed that. You know, I think children respond to that.
Yes, they respond by tying her up. I mean, you people said it yourself. You know, I don't get it. A couple of minutes ago, Mrs. Wallace was so old, so frail, she couldn't even make it to the beach.
Yeah, I noticed that too. Now, all of a sudden, Mrs. Wallace just keeps getting stronger.
Yeah. I got a feeling before the afternoon is over, she's going to be climbing Mount Kilimanjaro.
Very good.
Well, why are you laughing? It's just been all of us.
Charlene, it's just funny, that's all. I mean, obviously, Ursula makes you all feel very uncomfortable.
I do not feel uncomfortable.
Nor do I.
Me either. All right, if you guys think that we are just so insecure, we're going to call your bluff.
Oh, how are you going to do that?
She's hired.
What are they doing?
doing now?
They're playing volleyball. Ursula's serving. Everybody else is drooling.
I swear, that bikini top is nothing more than two eye patches strung on a rubber band.
Yeah. It just keeps getting lower and lower. Let's pray the elastic holds.
Here, she took them jogging this morning.
Yep, it's on her resume. Marathon runner.
I got up at 5:30 to wash my hair, and Bill and J.D. and Reese were in here in their sweatsuits.
Sweat being the operative word.
Looks like somebody made omelets over there.
Oh, guess who? I mean, you should have heard him in here fawning over her. And when she started telling about her travels, how she lived with this primitive Amazon tribe where everyone, including Ursula, had to go naked, well, you could just hear Bill and J.D. and Reese positively panting on the word naked. I swear, they sound like a couple of my daddy's old bird dogs after a rabbit hunt.
I heard Bill telling J.D. that he had never met a woman so adventurous.
Well, Charlie, and you should have just marched right in there and told him your jungle story.
What story?
You know, about those turkey platter people who got circumcised.
Suzanne, I saw that on television. I didn't actually go there.
So what? Maybe her stories aren't real either. Anyway, I cannot believe that you all have gone and hired this 27-year-old girl to spend your vacation with you and your boyfriend. But since you have gone and done something so stupid, you could at least try and rise to the occasion.
How?
Well, there's lots of ways. Myself, I don't care. I'm down here alone, and I spent 4 days in a hotel bathrobe with somebody named Del Heck emblazoned on it. But if I were in your position, I certainly would not be caught running around in a flannel nightgown frying bacon. I'd be getting myself into something sexy. I'd get down there on that beach, and I'd make her do something crummy and masculine like chop wood.
Gee, I don't know if we could compete with her, even if we wanted to.
Speak for yourself.
Well, Suzanne, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I saw her bra hanging on the towel rack in the bathroom.
So?
So you are not top dog anymore.
How do you know?
Because I could get my whole head in one second.
Mary Jo, you put her bra on your head.
I couldn't help it. You know how that fascinates me. Well, Suzanne's cut fits me like a beanie, but Ursula's covered my whole face.
Yes, well, Mary Jo, this just helps to point out the main problem you people have that I've been talking about. You are not competitive. I mean, here you have this gorgeous girl, gets up at 5:30, cooks your boyfriend's breakfast, then goes jogging with him, and what do? You're in the bathroom trying her brassiere on your head. I mean, you're as impressed with her as he is.
Suzanne, me not liking Ursula is not going to make J.D. like her less.
That's right. As far as we know, she's a perfectly lovely, big-hearted human being who loves life and the people around her. And if we resent her for that, then we're just not the women I thought we were.
Julia's right. We're acting petty.
Yeah, it's kind of embarrassing, isn't it?
On the other hand, I suppose a little wood chopping never hurt anybody.
By the way, Julia, I stacked the rest of the wood on the back porch. Thank you, Ursula.
I guess I'll be going to bed now.
Suzanne, we're all going to play charades.
Yeah, you got your luggage. You're all dressed up. Why would you want to go to bed?
Because I thought we were going out for the evening.
Is that why you wore your little crown on your head?
It's not a crown. It's just something to hold my hair back.
Admit it. It's a crown. You know, Ursula here was Miss Denmark.
Oh, Mr. Watson, you make me blush. Actually, was runner-up.
Yeah, but that's just because you wouldn't sleep with a judge, right?
Well, something like that. But that's enough about me.
Honey, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, I had a judge try to sleep with me once. Well, it was the night right before the finals, you know, so I just told him that I was already sleeping with all the judges and I wouldn't be able to get around to him till after the contest. Well, that just made him more excited than ever. So the next night, after I was crowned the winner, well, I just reported him to pageant officials for homosexual activity with a hotel bellman.
Well, I don't believe that requires comment. It's going to be the women against the men, is that right?
Right, and Ursula, we get her on our team because we're a man short.
That's right. Ursula, you go first.
Do you just pick one?
Oh, wait a minute. We have to have a little conference first.
What's wrong?
I didn't know Ursula was going to play. There's some in here we don't want her to have.
Like what?
Well, for instance, the Height Report, a study of female sexuality. I mean, I don't think we want to see her act that out.
Good point.
We better throw away one flew over the cuckoo's nest.
What's wrong with that one?
Nothing, unless you don't mind watching her flap her arms.
So just give her Benji. Then she'll have to act like a dog and I can go to sleep.
Benji's too easy. What are you writing, Julia?
Something I read a few weeks ago. I don't know why I didn't think of it before. It's bland. It's dull. It's foolproof.
Kissinger, a compendium of thought on the man, the power of the politics. Perfect. Ursula. Sorry we took so long. Here, Ursula. It's for you.
Thank you.
Take your time, Ursula. Don't let him intimidate you.
Yeah, I don't like the way they took so much time with this one.
Okay, I'm ready.
Yeah, you're never gonna get this.
Kissinger, a companion of thoughts on man, power, and politics.
Yes. Oh, my God, sorry. Oh, Mr. Watson, you must be so...
Oh, Reese, Reese, call me Reese. We're all fantastic.
Do you got any more good ones?
What are you all doing?
We can't sleep. We want to talk to you.
Y'all might as well get up. It's almost time to go jogging.
Yep. Think I heard Ursula suiting up.
Okay. We knew this was coming. Let's just get it all out on the table. Y'all don't like her.
No. We do. As a matter of fact, that's what we were discussing. We do like her.
That's right. It's you we don't like.
Fine. Can we go back to sleep now?
No, you cannot go to sleep, Reese Watson.
Ow!
Sit up here and listen to me. I've had about enough of this foolishness. I'm a mature woman with a grown son. But for some reason, every time I go away with you and our friends for a weekend, I am reduced to participating in these pubescent teenage situations where it's the boys against the girls, and it always ends up in a big fight. What I want to know is, why?
Well, I can't say for sure, Julia, but sometimes you do have a little bit of an attitude.
You're darn right. I have an attitude. And my attitude is that Charlie and Mary Jo and Suzanne and I have come down here to have an enjoyable, pleasant, peaceful vacation. And so far, our only reward has been to sit around and watch you men drool in your socks over some Scandinavian import we have never seen before and will never see again. Unless, of course, one or more of you has recently become engaged.
You see, it's not that we don't like Ursula. It's that we don't like the way that you act around Ursula and the way that that makes us feel.
Well, how does it make you feel?
Crummy. We want you to knock it off.
I mean, just what if the tables were turned? I mean, what if we had hired some incredible-looking man who just happened to have some incredible physical endowment, and we just sat around all day staring and squealing with delight.
Oh, now, wait a minute. I think you're way off base here. I haven't heard anybody squeal with delight.
I might have once.
Not funny.
Well, okay, all right. Maybe we have gotten a little bit out of hand. I don't know. I got Ben and Caroline down here calling me Grandpa. This beautiful girl walks in the door, makes me feel a little younger, a little brighter. Maybe I did step over the line a bit, you know. Trying to recapture the heady exhilaration of male camaraderie and lost youth.
You know, I think Reese is right. We have all been a little inconsiderate. Truth is, Charlene is so spectacular, I forget that she could ever feel insecure around anybody.
You know, there are no other women in the world like you three, and of course, Suzanne goes without saying.
Amen.
At least I've never come across any.
You never will, J.D., my friend, because after these women, there can be no other women. Lest we lose our manliness in search of pale comparison.
Or even in some other way.
Come here. Now, Ms. Sugarbaker, let me reiterate once again that I am hopelessly, shamelessly, and unabashedly in love with you. Now, what do you say?
I say you're cocky and full of yourself and need to be taken down a notch or two.
Yeah? Well, I say that you're just a girl to do it.
Mr. Watson, you make me blush.
morning. I was just going to get the guys up for a run.
Oh, no, I wouldn't do that. Why don't you sit down? Ursula, I'm a very direct person, so I'm just going to cut right to the chase.
All right.
When we came down here to Florida with the children, we were hoping that this would be a wonderful vacation, but so far it hasn't been.
Oh, did they do something wrong?
Well, no, not exactly. It's just that this is a small condo. You're a big girl, and quite frankly, you're just bothering the heck out of people.
I'm sorry, I never meant to bother anyone.
Oh, I think deep down you might have enjoyed it just a little.
Why do you say that?
Because if I were you, and in many ways I am, I would have enjoyed it.
I've tried to be unobtrusive.
Ursula, let's get serious. This is not an unobtrusive outfit. I mean, these are not clothes that scream, yes, my job is taking care of small children.
Well, I could go change.
No, no, I don't think that would help. I think you're just one of these people who's too much.
Too much?
Yes. Julia and Charlene and Mary Jo would never tell you so. They're too nice, but I can tell you because I'm too much, too.
I'm sorry, I just don't know what you mean.
I mean, your smile is too big, your heart is too big, and quite frankly, your breasts are too big.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying I want you to take your big knockers and hit the road. If you wouldn't mind.
Well, I guess there's only room for one queen bee around here.
That's right. And I'm afraid I'm it.
You're an interesting woman. I admire your directness.
I thought you would.
Well, I'll just be getting my things.
I'll write you a check. And don't worry, I won't tell anyone about our little talk. I'll just say that you were called home to Denmark.
Right.
Well, girls, happy vacation.